So you've found the love of your life right here on our site. Everything is great. The families and friends get along and wedding bells are ringing. And as the rhyme goes, first comes love, then comes marriage, then comes, insert the little woman's name here, with a baby carriage. Baby arrives and you are faced with the first of perhaps many unsettling questions. No, not what to name your new bundle of joy. No, not who's going to be the godparent. You and the love of your life must fill out a form that will inevitably ask the question, what is the race of your child? What do you say? Now, here are some of the choices being offered on forms today. Let's see. There's mixed, mixed race, mulatto, biracial, interracial, interethnic, intergroup, multicultural, and multiracial. There are many arguments why the race box is important and should remain on most government forms. Some of those include research in regards to health issues in a particular ethnic group, being able to monitor profiling, employment, fair housing issues, and discrimination. Now, even though I understand that argument, here's another point of view on the subject. First, we must understand that there are some companies and bodies of government that still have Negro as a box choice. So it's pretty safe to assume that these forms will not have a choice for biracial or multicultural people to check. And it's not fair to that individual to have to choose only one race to belong to. And somehow, mixed or other just doesn't cut it. A few years ago in California, there was an initiative that banned the state from classifying people by race, ethnicity, color, or national origin. It was called the Racial Privacy Initiative. As you may or may not know, throughout American history, the federal and state governments have divided our melting pot into groups, therefore making it easier to identify and, some may say, target racial and ethnic groups. Civil rights laws were enacted to help put an end to discrimination, but as anything else, it takes time. And as we continue to fight that battle, the box issue continues to be another fight that we fight. It makes perfect sense when it comes to regulating and controlling civil rights and making sure that everyone is treated equally and fairly. However, it's when it's used to separate and divide us by making us choose sides that many multiracial people take issue. Perhaps when we do become a nation of one, we will no longer look for ways to put each other in our proper place. Maybe we'll even look for other ways to identify ourselves by name, social security number, or DNA testing. I'm just looking forward to the form that says, check which box applies. Human, alien, or other. Until next time, this is Leticia.